Sports.com.
Hello.
Big Frank Edwards.
Yeah, man. Hey, what's happening?
Oh, wow. It's been a long time. What, 20 years or something?
Yeah, man. Been a while. How you getting along?
I'm doing well up here. Freezing to death in Connecticut. We didn't have much of a summer, but then again, we didn't get much rain compared to you guys.
That's very true.
Now, how's the area doing down there?
It's, you know what? It's good. I think, I know that sounds crazy to say, but Coastal Bend, immediate Corpus Christi area, is Corpus Christi as a city is okay, other than people had some knockdown fences and tree limbs and things of that nature. Power is coming back on today to most of the city of Corpus Christi, which just tells you the magnitude of this storm, because we didn't take a direct hit. Somebody said we dodged a bullet. I said, well, if this is dodging a bullet, I don't want any part of this.
I was watching the radar up here, Frank, and it looked like the storm went directly north or east, northeast, I guess, of you guys. Rockport, that's where I used to live. Apparently, yeah, well, they got a direct hit.
The places that got really pummeled by this storm were out on Port Aransas on Mustang Island.
Oh, yeah.
The city of Aransas Pass, which is right across the little harbor ferry ride that you used to take, and then right there next to Aransas Pass is Rockport, and they suffered a tremendous, really Port Aransas and Rockport didn't fare well, and Aransas Pass suffered tremendous damage, but they're getting a lot of support. But then the storm also, as it went inland, it hit some of these areas, little towns like Refugio and Woodsboro and some of these other smaller counties right there, as it kind of just then went up the Texas coast and impacted. But it's such a big storm. People in Austin and San Antonio got rain. And obviously, Houston, just unbelievable the amount of rain that they receive. Over 50 inches is incredible in that short amount of time.
Totally amazing, yeah.
Yeah, but that... I guess, are you just all up in the Northeast, or I'm trying to put it geographically in perspective for people who may not be familiar. Somebody said this the other day. It would be like if the way this worked, you know, the hurricane hit here at Corpus Christi and it, you know, Houston got flooded. It would be like if a hurricane hit New York City and Boston got flooded from it, as far as the size. And maybe
it would be incomprehensible. But I'll tell you something else that I hadn't even thought of. If this were a wintertime storm and hit up here in the Northeast, we would have 500 inches of snow. That's the equivalent. Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. So you're in the Coastal Bend area. You're where do you live? Corpus itself, or are you...
I live in the Corpus Christi city limits. I actually live about three blocks off of where the Corpus Christi Bay is.
Okay.
So, we're up, I think the elevation's like 18, 19 feet, something like that. So it's, which isn't high, but it's high enough when it's, you know, the storm surge would have to be one of those serious, massive storm surges before I'd really get super concerned. That being said, I did evacuate from Corpus on Friday morning, and it was one of those deals where we didn't feel like taking a chance.
No, of course
not. For a
lot of reasons. Now you're still the PD at K99, right?
Yes, I'm the program director of K99 and morning show host. And
so what did you have your crew do? Did anybody stay on the air, or did you maybe go to just flip it to KRYS and leave it there for how did that work out?
So I was the one of the last, me and another guy were the last two to walk out of the building, and the engineer on he left with us and he had to come back, but we left on Friday morning, and we got out of here. Because, if you know, there was a lot of uncertainty as to where it was going to hit and how much it would hit. And I've been through, I've been here once when the roof got peeled off. And I remember when that happened, I said, yeah, I don't want to be in this building if a storm ever hits of that magnitude. And we we were able to work. Our company was pretty good about getting technology to work wonders, and we actually were able to switch over and stream a big news talk radio station out of Houston that was in wall-to-wall coverage of the hurricane, and this was on Friday. And so we were taking their programming on all six of our radio stations. And so it was KTRH in Houston and WOAI in San Antonio. Then mm-hmm. after that were providing news and information. And since they knew they were on in Corpus Christi, they actually made sure to cover from that perspective as well when they were doing mentions and such for their programming. And so that was cool. And then once it passed and the engineering people were able to get to transmitters, and we had a couple stations went off the air, a couple kind of stayed on. I think everybody ended up going off at some point. But once they get everything stabilized and up and running, we were able to still utilize the San Antonio News Talk station to give us some, content and information so that our listeners were informed until we could get a plan of attack as to how we were going to come back, because most everybody had evacuated out of town, and mm-hmm. we had one guy that stayed in town at his house, but he didn't live in the immediate proximity to the coast. And we came back on Sunday, and when we got back, we were wall-to-wall coverage of the storm on all six of our stations. But we were able to do it locally.
Okay. So the power is coming back on now where you are. And so Corpus Christi fared fairly well. You guys can't really, being down there in Corpus Christi, you can't really comment much about the Houston area. But now you see how large the storm is. It's even impacting Louisiana now.
Yeah, it's a massive storm. And, I've got a lot of friends in Houston and people that were impacted by the storm. Some of them were actually got out of there before the storm hit, and they can't get back into their house and everything. But really, the most of the devastation in Corpus is right along the immediate coast. Rockport, just a beautiful, pretty coastal town, and they're going to rebuild some of these structures. And Port Aransas is obviously just a jewel of the Texas coast. And
I know
that town's pretty devastated, but mm-hmm. they're. They got people in there, and they're getting that. I was encouraged because there's a big grocery store chain down here, HEB in Texas.
Yes, absolutely.
They may have the best. Yeah, you remember them.
Mm-hmm.
They may have the best disaster response team as everybody. They had before a lot of entities were in there. HEB had their disaster response units there, and they had their mobile kitchens. They had a mobile pharmacy, and they had
amazing.
A mobile business center with ATM, and people could go and pay their bills.
That's amazing. I'm never
ready to go.
Never heard of that before.
If you Google it, if you Google it, the HEB disaster response is just simply incredible. Wow. They set up, and I believe they're planning, getting into the Houston area as well. They do that, and all of their stores are open, and it's really incredible. It's not, I say that because we're, narrow-minded Texans. We tend to be biased to our Texas companies, but HEB has done great work. But also, Walmart's been working hard to get stuff in here. And
sure.
In Aransas Pass, the Dollar General is where there's like a staging area, and they were able to get some stuff in there. And it was really, there's some really great stories and mm-hmm. just a lot of people that are coming to the aid to help out people. And we had a little national attention, obviously, on Tuesday when the President Trump and the First Lady and various members of the cabinet came to Corpus Christi. Obviously, seeing Air Force One fly over your radio station is kind of surreal. And, it's just like, oh, wow, we're getting serious here.
And you got to talk to Vice President Pence.
Correct. I interviewed him on Tuesday morning, and it was, I've done this for 21, 22 years and covered several storms, when we slip out of our entertaining disc jockey morning show host mode into kind of more of an information role. And literally to hear on the line, this is the White House. The next voice you hear will be the Vice President of the United States. And then there's silence. And then, hello, Frank, this is Mike Pence calling you from the White House. It's like, okay, this is a...
serious now. Now we're getting serious. Right, exactly.
Now we're getting serious. And he delivered. He had a very... you know, all of them did a very positive message, a very encouraging message for a lot of people that was good to hear. And you know, I think there's the people of Texas, as you know, are we're very proud people. We're also very resilient. You know, there's a lot. We spent Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, most of Wednesday morning talking to people. We just opened up the phone line, talked it out with a lot of people, and most everybody was pretty positive. And it was it's encouraging to see, you know, what's going on here. You know, when you see so many disasters and so many things go wrong, and I'm not saying everything is all, you know, unicorns and roses, but there are a lot of people that are coming together, a lot of neighbors helping neighbors, a lot of people getting out chainsaws and just showing up to help, and there's a lot of good that's going on, and it's very cool to see.
When you go back in the air tomorrow, go ahead and you know, let your listeners know that, you know, you have a coworker, a former coworker that lives up in the Northeast, and I can tell you, every town, the fire department, the YMCAs, every town is doing massive collection efforts to send goods and water and diapers and food and whatnot to the shelters down there in Texas, wherever it's needed, because we understand how, especially after Hurricane Sandy hit New Jersey a couple of years ago, there's a real sense of, you know what, it's our turn to give. So that's the spirit all up here, and I imagine all around the country right now are very, very much coming together to help you guys out, and don't feel alone.
And I think it's appreciated, I think it's appreciated, and there's a lot of people that appreciate that, and there's a lot of people that are encouraged by things like that, where everybody puts aside their political differences, they put aside all their things they argue about, because they're Nothing counts when there's 132 mile an hour winds, 26 foot waves.
Absolutely not.
So, yeah, you're all in it together. So, mm-hmm. We appreciate the kind words.
Because I want the rest of the country to know how Corpus fared, and
we appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, we appreciate it much. Yes, because I think all the focus went on Houston instead of Corpus. You guys got it the first day. But Houston,
yeah, it's kind of like when the day Farrah Fawcett died. About 3 hours later, Michael Jackson died. So,
Who remembers Farrah Fawcett dying? Exactly.
Yeah. So, but you know, it's there's a. I will say, for the most part, most everybody here was pretty lucky. So,
it's good to hear.
I appreciate you checking in with us, man, and to hear from you.
Oh, thank you for your time. Makes me think of my days when I did live in Rockport. There must be nothing left. Jeez.
Yeah, there's not much happening there.
No, but, I believe it.
They'll get it cranked back up.
All right, take care, my friend. We'll talk again, okay? Don't be a stranger.
All right, buddy. Take
care. Yep. Bye-bye. Airchecks.com.